You know, I actually have another homily prepared, but yesterday something extraordinary happened that really changed my perspective this weekend. So I usually wake up the 5:30 to do my run and my exercise, and so about 8-ish or so after I had my coffee and done my office of readings and everything, I received a phone call from an airman at the base. Said, "Father, I'm Catholic. I know I haven't really practiced my faith in a long time, but I just need someone to talk to." And I just went on the internet and searched Catholic Church, and your church happened to pop up closest to the base. "Do you have some time to talk with me?" So I said, "Sure, let me somewhere so we can talk." And on my way down to I-44, I was thinking that I have some errands to run in Wichita Falls anyway, so I'm gonna be a little bit early. Sometimes you tell God your plan or make plan and things don't work. Immediately, as I was driving near Missile Road, I saw it happen in slow motion. A screw, a nail, popped out my front left tire, and I had a flat tire immediately within 20 seconds. So I pulled aside and called roadside assistance, and they said, "Your estimate time to wait is 45 to 55 minutes. I said, "What? You know, I'm going to be late to my appointment, and then I'm not going to be able to run my errands." So I pop up the back and try to change the tire. And you know those things that they give to you? They're so small and useless anyway. I was struggling trying to unscrew the tire and everything. And then one truck pulled by. And then he pulled down his window. He said, "Hey man, you need help?" I said, "Sure, I need help." So he pulled and then he looked at it, and he happened to have a tire inflator in the back of his truck. And so he just took a screw and he screwed back into my tires. He said, "That should help you to run to Walmart and get your tire fixed." And he inflated my tire again. I didn't get to do my errands, but I made it in time for the appointment. And I think that is so similar to how we go through life. We make a lot of plans, or we have a lot of aspiration and wants, but sometimes our plans don't work. Things fall apart. It gets frustrated. And I was trying to fix the tires. I almost say some words that I wasn't supposed to say, you know, out of frustration. But God, in out of my frustration and desperation, sent help, a cause of joy, at the moment I least expected it. Sometimes in our lives too, our help come from the Lord, our help come from people, our help come from situation, our help come from things that we didn't expect, we didn't realize, we didn't comprehend, we didn't wonder. We didn't, for some reason, have put it on our radar. The help of the Lord comes from supernatural grace beyond our imagination. That's the reason why we celebrate Lateranus Sunday. That's why I wear rose today. In the moment of all of our life, there's still reasons to rejoice, even though things seem to fall apart. Things don't seem to go our way. Things seem to be challenging. So as we celebrate Lent, especially Lateranus Sunday, what is the reason for our joy? Who is the foundation of our joy if it's not Christ Jesus? In the first reading today, you hear that the people of Israel were in exile because of their iniquities, because of their all of the errors that they have made based on humanistic and political advantage. They sided with the wrong people, and they thought that by being outsmarting, by being by their wit and their political allegiance and game and play, they're going to be safe. But somehow, because they depend on their own ability, the author of the book of Chronicles look back and say, because you trusted in yourself, you caused your own error. But even when you were in exile, God did not forget you. God brought you back in a way that you didn't imagine it to be, by using a pagan king to bring you back. The people of Israel usually looked down on peoples who were pagans, didn't believe in their God. But God uses Syrians to brought them back from exile. So God too, in our very own lives, could use people that we look down upon, people that we don't want to associate with, people that we don't like, to bring us back, to restore us, to heal us, and to love us. Are we opening our eyes enough to see God's goodness and the cause of our joy? Or are we too blinded by our own humanistic standards and understanding our own vision that we missed the whole point? In the gospel reading today, you heard Nicodemus came to Jesus in the darkness of the night, that he was fearful that other people would see him. Sometimes too, we're fearful of being seen by other people because of our faith. We're fearful of people's judgment because of our faith. We're fearful of being associated with Christ Jesus. We're fearful of being Christians and embracing the mission that Christ has for us. But yet, Jesus said in the light that came into this world, but people prefer darkness. We want to live in our own comfort zone. And it's so easy for us to step outside of our comfort zone to seek God and to see His goodness therein. We have to open our eyes to see the light that God wants to permeate and penetrate deep within us, the cause of our joy. My brothers and sisters, I can tell you right now, I know that life is challenging. And our faith can get really challenging at times. Especially, many of you know in recent times of many things that have happened. And it's easy for us to simply think it's easy to walk away from the church. To walk away from the faith. To walk away from Christ. But there's reason to hope. If you find one reason to walk away from the church, I can tell you 10 personal reasons to leave the priesthood. There are days that I want to give it up. Said, Lord, I can't take this anymore. You know, it's too hard. You know, the cross is too heavy to bear. Lord, what's going on? But the priesthood and your faith is not a career advancement. It's not something we've chosen for ourselves. It's the vocation given to us being called as children of God. And for me, in particular, to be His minister in persona Christi Capitis, in the person of Christ the Head. Yes, there are many reasons to walk away, to give up on faith, to give up on the church. But this is never about our reason. It's about our vocation. It's about our faith. It's about our courage to persevere. And it's about our choice and our willingness to abide by Christ at all costs. God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son to save us. God so loved the world that He became one of us to live like us in all things but sin. God so loved the world that he chose to embrace all of us in all of our imperfections, all of our struggle, all of our failures, all of the mishaps in this world. God so loved the world that he loved me and he loved you. I try to love him each day, and I have failed to love him each day. But that's all of us. We're still trying. We're still struggling. But we're all doing our best to respond to that love that Christ has for us. So what is the cause for your joy? What is the foundation of your and my hope? Do we find it in Christ Jesus? Do we lift our heart up to Christ Jesus? Or are we willing to live in our own darkness, our own despair, our own failures, or because something don't work according to what we want it to be? What is the cause of our joy? And who is the cause of our joy? And what are we rejoicing about? If it's not for Christ Jesus, then we would be here. If it's not for Christ Jesus, then life would be hellish. If it's not for our faith and the gift that Christ has already given us, then life becomes meaningless.